Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Name that tune.
Today is a favorite theme amongst the room. It's food.
Oh, food. Yes.
Food's my favorite.
Every single band here has some sort of food in the name. And I think you'll like this list. Now, if you've never played Name That Tune before, I've got tunes for you to name and clues to go along with them. I've got 13 in total today. And in order to play this game, I read the clue first. And if anybody knows the tune based on the clue here in the room, you buzz in with your name. Because as I deem the rules, the name is your buzzer. Test them now.
Steve!
Hot Wings!
Thank you.
Good luck.
I like it. If you don't know the tune based on the clue, don't you worry. I will play the tune for you. And same rules, you can guess with your name being your buzzer. Test them again.
Steve Hot Wings.
Wonderful. I love this. Is everybody ready for Name That Tune Food Edition?
Yes.
All right. We begin with tune number one. Why are the starlings so tired in this song? It's probably because the pollution in London was killing them. But the lead singer also said the tired starling is a little bit of a metaphor for women having to put up with rather a lot. They had too much pressure on them at the time, this singer said. Here is your tune number one.
Oh, Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
White Room by Cream.
That's right.
Cream team.
Collectively, where I know the first two lyrics or like the first two sentences word for word, and then beyond that, I don't know a damn thing.
Oh, God. Yeah. 99% of the songs I know.
This song I can start off so confidently.
And I learn this whenever you read the lyrics as a clue because I hear it and I go, I've never heard that song in my life. And then it plays and I'm like, well, I've heard this song a million times.
That's true.
Wings has one. Who sings on that version? Not on that version, but on that song. That's not Clapton, right?
I probably is, but I don't know, actually.
No idea. I don't know.
Not sure.
We continue on with tune and clue number two with questions about tune number one. Tune number two. In this song, this band's lead singer wants to know how long he'll slide. A slide, you ask? Well, that slide is a representation for how far the band's lead singer will get back into his drug addiction, since in his real life, he would stop doing drugs for a time and then get right back into it. The line, I don't believe it's bad, is a reference to how he still feels in his real life as far as not regretting doing those drugs.
Man.
Here is your tune number two.
Steve. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, what is the name of the song, though?
Other Side.
That's right.
If we keep track of all the food ingredients, do you think you can create something since you proclaimed, Kelly, that you love cooking now? So far, you have cream and chili peppers, one recipe from the songs of Name That Tune.
Okay, well, the
you could do that.
Yeah, the cream would help with the heat of the chili peppers.
Mm-hmm. Cool them down a bit.
Okay. Yeah. I'll keep track.
I bet if you feed all them into ChatGPT, it'll come up with a recipe.
Here's the thing.
You.
If I do it, free beer, you have to try it.
You're already out. Peppers?
Cream? Yeah.
Are they crushed? I can do it. All right, one bite. I can do it.
I'm glad you said that because we got some funky bands coming up.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, we continue on with tune number three. Howings on the board with one. Steve on the board with one. This song reflects this group's desire to write a song for the world. And this song includes mentions of different dance styles from all over the world. In the bridge, you hear, we moonwalk the foxtrot and then polka the salsa. But the second verse draws some criticism because it's got some racist connotations as the lyrics go, yellow man in Timbuktu, color for both, me and you. Ooh, spicy.
Oh, it sounds familiar.
It sure does, doesn't it?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Here's your tune, number three. I'm going to lower this because it comes in hot. Here we go.
Oh,
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Is it the Spice Girls Spice Up Your Life?
Yes, it is.
That's easy. Spice.
Yeah, there we go.
Or girl. But I don't think that's the ingredient. Wow, this is a terrible song.
I don't like it.
I just remember there. There you go.
Spice up your life.
Here it comes.
Spice up your life. Spice up your life. Spice up your life.
It's like a fever dream. I think it was in Spice World.
I bet it was.
I love that.
Who got that one?
So
Hot Wings?
Much.
I did.
Love Hot Wings Spice Girls.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
You celebrate their entire catalog?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I have the whole discography.
All
several
right, friends.
Posters.
We move along with Tune and Clue number four. This band's lead singer wrote this song about the music industry, which he compares to an owner walking a dog. And in this song in particular, he's this freak being paraded around all while corporate America is making all the money.
Maitland.
And taking a part of him. Maitland.
Korn. Freak on a Leash.
Oh, right. Nice job, mate.
Something takes a part of me. Nice. We got cream, peppers, spice. Something
lost so far, it's us. Just a can of creamed corn with peppers lobbed on top.
I can make some elote for you, but it's pretty good. Get weird here after the... Especially after right song number eight.
Can't wait.
We're not there yet, though.
Can't wait.
Let's wait for song number 10. Can't it chill and let me be free? Can't I take away? All right.
Korn, Freak on a Leash.
That's right. Maitland on the board of one. As we continue on with Tune and Clue, number five. In this song, this group celebrates the good men who are out there. And they run through everything that they like about a good man. They say a good man is secure in his
Hot
manhood.
Wings.
Hot Wings.
What a man. Salt and pepper.
That's right.
Oh.
They say he's never disrespectful to women. Has a big bass voice. Right. And spends time with his kids.
I believe this features En Vogue.
Uh-huh. It does.
This song was quoted in my wife's written lyric or written vows for our wedding.
Aww.
And she got a big laugh with that. Not a lot of people say, to quote Salt and Pepper, what a man, what a man, what a man.
Salt and Pepper!
I want to take a minute or two and give much respect to the man that's made a difference in my world. And although most men are hoes, he goes on the down low. Cause I never heard about him with another girl. But I don't sweat it because it's just pathetic to let it get me involved in that he said.
Better Salt and Pepper song, this or Shoop? Gotta go Shoop.
Shoop, yeah.
Shoop is pretty strong.
Shoop's a great song.
All right, final one for this round. Tune and Clue number six. This is all you, for all you folks with mommy and daddy issues right here. Because this tune is about a difficult relationship with one's parents. The lyrics reflect anger and a desire to break free from emotional pain. The song was initially met with some controversy, with BBC even banning it due to the lyric, "Cut that little child." Despite this, it became an insanely popular and very enduring track because of its emotional intensity. Here is your tune, number six.
Steve. Smashing Pumpkins. Tonight.
Oh, we've got the right band.
Yeah,
wrong song.
Right. Steve. Stab you with
a smile. After everybody else tries again.
Yeah, it's like I can't. Like you
want free beer.
Free beer.
Smashing Pumpkins, 1979.
No, yeah.
Tommy. Smashing Pumpkins, Tonight?
No.
Hmm. Did you just put just different emphasis than Steve did?
Yeah.
Tonight? Or is it Tonight?
I couldn't remember if he said it once or twice.
Tonight, tomorrow.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Anybody else have a guess, or should I throw it back to Steve?
Today's later. Hot Wings.
Howings.
Smashing Pumpkins, Bullet with Butterfly Wings.
No.
Maitland.
Maitland.
Smashing Pumpkins. We.
The roller coaster song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Steven, what is it?
Smashing Pumpkins, Disarmed.
That's right.
First word. Just going through like all the stupid song titles I know. And I'm no longer eating your dish. Pumpkins, corn, and peppers. What is this, a punishment?
Are you going to do like pumpkin pie filling, or are you going to go for just...
Pumpkins are easy to blend.
Pureed pumpkin.
They're easy to blend in.
Still pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
Round one. Name that tune. Food edition. Hot Wings dominating. He has three. Steve almost dominating with two. Mate less dominant with one. Me and Tommy stink with a combined zero.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.